they had been removed more than a decade ago. The reburial completed a weekend of ceremonies surrounding the African burial ground where the Harlem Boys Choir sang yesterday. The construction of a federal office building revealed the existence of the old graveyard, and the bodies were dug up in 1991. City Councilman Charles Barron said slave labor enriched New York City in colonial times.
They worked, half of them were children and teenagers, worked them to death. We built New York City. We built New York City. Queens, Brooklyn, Manhattan was forest. Your ancestors cut the trees down.
NPR's Allison Keyes has been attending the ceremonies and joins us now. Allison, what does that burial ground look like today?
What it looks like today is simply a square of grass. There were signs on it explaining that it was the African burial ground site, and in the last few days, they have been putting up blown-up photos that were taken during the archaeological dig in 1991, showing some of the skeletal remains and the artifacts and jewelry and pieces of pottery that were found along with them in the site.
And how were the remains buried? We're not talking about 419 different coffins here anymore, are we?
Actually, today we are talking about 419 coffins. They were hand-carved in Ghana strictly for this event, and they are putting them in seven mahogany crypts that are about 5 feet by 5 feet by 10 feet. It looks like bookshelves, and they slid the coffins, some of which are very, very small because a lot of the people in the site were children. They're sliding them in almost like books on a bookshelf. They're then closing the crypts, which have been adorned, I should say, by food, water, things that people left as offerings to help the ancestors along with their journey, and ancestor cards, which people filled out to be buried along with them, and they're all putting those back into the ground today.
And this graveyard is surrounded by office towers?
It's totally surrounded by office towers, and in fact, many of the office towers are built atop the graveyard. The entire site, which was used from the mid-1600s till about 1797, covers approximately 6 acres. It stops just under City Hall, and there are 20,000 bodies here. Most are slaves. There are a few whites here also, though, because I am told that some whites joined slaves in a rebellion during the 1700s, and they were buried in this grave site as well.
Now, I know the exposure of this graveyard caused a great deal of controversy for years in New York City, but did it also help people to learn something about the people who were buried in that graveyard?
It actually has done that. With the research has been done on the remains since about 1992, and they were sent to Howard University. They did DNA analysis of the skeletal remains, and they found out a lot of interesting things. For example, the people here were so malnourished that the women couldn't even reproduce. There was a high infant mortality rate. Many of the people in the site died between the ages of 15 and 25, right after they would have been brought over from Africa, and most people died before 40. A similar examination of remains from the Trinity Church graveyard, which was a white graveyard not too far from here, shows that the blacks in this site were 8 times more likely to die before the age of 55.
So I know there were protests after this cemetery was discovered during the construction of this federal building a number of years ago. The protests, in some measure, were successful. So why were these bodies brought up, ultimately?
They were brought up because they wanted to send them to Howard, have some research done to find out something about the people that lived here. They changed the plans for the construction here. Instead of building the underground garage they were intending to build, they decided to leave that part of the memorial where the bodies were removed from as a preserved site so that they can build a memorial on it after the bodies are reburied. And they also want, in the future, to put up kind of an African-American museum, or what they're calling an interpretive center, so that people will be able to come and learn about the people that lived here.
And how would you describe the mood today? Is it more solemn like a funeral, or more along the lines of a celebration?
It was actually a little of both. There were people here that told me that they were still very angry that the bodies had been disturbed in the first place, but there was a lot of pride out here today. People who said, wow, we didn't know that we had so much to do with the building of Manhattan. We didn't know that we built roads here. We didn't know that we built Wall Street. And they're hoping that now that young people are going to have a chance to learn about this, they will have more pride in themselves. And they're hoping also that this will teach people that they should stop fighting, not deal with violence, and let people understand their background.
NPR's Allison Keyes is in New York City. Allison, thanks very much.
You're welcome.